This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak reiterates government's commitment to controlling theft, smuggling and crime. UAE Ambassador to Nepal Abdullah Al Samsi invites Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to World Government Summit during Qudsi meeting. 14 people die as search continues for earthquake survivors in Vanuatu. And Karnali Yaks defeat Chitwan Rhinos in Nepal Premier League Eliminator. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli received the United Arab Emirates Ambassador to Nepal, Abdullah Al Samsi, for a Qudsi meeting today at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. On the occasion, Ambassador Samsi handed over a letter of invitation sent by leader of UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, to Prime Minister Oli to attend the World Government Summit. The World Government Summit is going to be organized in Dubai in the second week of February 2025. Discussions during the meeting focused on further strengthening the friendly relations between Nepal and the UAE. The Prime Minister's Secretariat said that the two also discussed the effective implementation of existing agreements and explored potential future collaboration in areas such as trade, investment, agriculture, hydropower, tourism and hydroenergy. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has reiterated the government's strong commitment to controlling theft, smuggling and criminal activities in Nepal. Speaking at a press conference organized by the Nepal Press Union in Rupandehi, Minister Lekhak emphasized the rise of new types of crime and stressed the importance of vigilance to address them. Minister Lekhak noted that crimes such as drug abuse, suicide, traffic accidents, human trafficking, physical assault and sexual violence crime involving finance and technology have also increased. Meanwhile, Minister Lekhak also stressed the need to control crimes that spread false information, damage reputation and promote social and religious divisions. Minister Lekhak further stated that there would be no compromise with those involved in corrupting society, asserting that law should govern in democracy. Furthermore, Minister Lekhak also expressed concern over the rise in cyber crimes and financial crimes and assured that security forces are focused on addressing these issues. The newly appointed executive chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting Agency, Dr. Mahendra Bista, was officially welcomed at Radio Nepal's premises in Singhadarbar on Wednesday. Addressing the welcome program, Executive Chair Dr. Bista reflected on the proud history of Radio Nepal and its invaluable contributions to the nation. Executive Chair Dr. Bista emphasized the importance of branding public service broadcasting, clarifying that the merger of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television was aimed at improving content delivery, not financial gain. Dr. Bista also announced plans to unite both institutions under a single banner, incorporating the logos of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television to mark a new era for public service broadcasting. Furthermore, Dr. Bista stressed the need for cooperation among employees from both organizations, stressing their responsibility and commitment to delivering quality content. Likewise, Dr. Bista encouraged a positive work culture and resource sharing to reduce cost and open communication. Similarly, Dr. Bista called for careful planning of the new budget and structure to organize and ensure the long-term success of public service broadcasting. Deputy Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Khagendra Khatri, also addressed the gathering, emphasizing that Radio Nepal and Nepal Television as a public service broadcasting agency must remain focused on their mission to serve the public and provide unbiased, reliable content. Likewise, Deputy General Manager of Nepal Television, Bisnu Ram Neupani, called for transparency, cooperation and a focus on institutional goals, urging staff members to work together in addressing challenges and engaging the public effectively. The event marked a historic movement for public service broadcasting as it set out to build a unified media organization committed to serving the people of Nepal. International Migrants Day is being marked today. The day is being observed across the globe today to commemorate the adoption of the International Convention on the Protection of the Rights of All Migrant Workers and Members of Their Families by the United Nations General Assembly in 1990. The day gives a special opportunity to shine a spotlight on the invaluable contributions of millions of migrants around the world. It also a day to highlight the increasingly complex environment in which migration occurs. Conflicts, climate-related disasters and economic pressures continue to drive millions of people from their homes in search of safety or simply opportunity. The day is being celebrated globally to raise awareness about the challenges and opportunities of migration at the call of the United Nations and to recognize the contribution of immigrants from all over the world. On the occasion of the day, a week-long program has been organized in Nepal with the theme Employment with Information and Skills, Basics of Safe Migration. Likewise, Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Sarat Singh Bhandari, stressed the need to invest skills and capital earned abroad in Nepal's development. Speaking at an event in International Migration Day, Bhandari urged Nepali workers to use the skills and capital acquired overseas for self-employment back home. Likewise, Mr. Bhandari also emphasized the government's effort to address the problems of illegal migration and to create job opportunities locally through coordination with local governments. Ministry of Health and Population has issued a circular to provide minimum wages and benefits to nursing and health workers. Issuing a circular, Chief of the Quality Measurement and Regulation Division of the Ministry, Dr. Raj Kumar Pandey, issued a circular to the government hospitals, medical college and all community private hospitals to provide minimum nursing facilities. Likewise, the Health Ministry also directed to make arrangement of additional allowance for works beyond the stipulated time. Vehicular movement has been brought to a halt on the Cisneri-Dakshinkali road connecting Hetauda to the federal capital Kathmandu from today till 26th of December. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, Makwanpur, Shamu Arya, said vehicular movement has been banned on the road for blacktopping. Similarly, vehicular movement has also been banned on the Kulekhani-Fakhel-Matatirtha road for upgradation works. According to Makwanpur District Police Office, vehicles are currently plying on Kanti Lokpath Road, Trivun Highway and Narangarh Muglin Road connecting Hetauda to Kathmandu. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The death toll from Tuesday's earthquake in Vanuatu has reached 14, with search teams working tirelessly through rubble to find survivors. According to the BBC, 200 people have been injured and powerful aftershocks from the 7.3 magnitude tremor continued overnight. The powerful earthquake damaged buildings, including foreign embassies, and cut power and mobile services. Authorities have declared a 7-day state of emergency to control public movement while rescue operations continue there. Four of the fatalities occurred in Port Vila, the capital, with the rest from a landslide and collapsed buildings where the toll is expected to rise. An estimated 116,000 people could be severely impacted by the disaster. Israeli forces continue offensive in Gaza with recent airstrikes on a residential building near Kamal Adwan Hospital in northern Beit Lahia, killing at least 8 displaced Palestinians. According to Al Jazeera, Hamas suggested a ceasefire could be possible if Israel stops setting new conditions. Israeli forces have also used remote-controlled explosive vehicles around Kamal Adwan Hospital, destroying nearby buildings and injuring patients with flying shrapnels. The UN's humanitarian agency reports that Israel is still blocking aid convoys to North Gaza, including 3 on Tuesday carrying food and water. Since October 7, 2023, Israeli airstrikes and military action have killed at least 45,059 Palestinians. Amid the Israel-Gaza war, 20 Democratic legislators in the United States have urged the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden to halt the transfer of offensive weapons to Israel, noting that the Israeli government has not complied with U.S. demands for more aid to enter Gaza. In a letter addressed to Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday, the Congress members called on Washington to uphold its own law that restricts military aid to countries that commit war crimes and block U.S.-backed humanitarian assistance. Now on to a sports update. Karnali Yaks have advanced in the Nepal Premier League semi-final by defeating Chitwan Rhinos by 21 runs in the eliminator match held today at Kirtipur Cricket Ground. Batting first, Karnali Yaks posted a competitive total of 175 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in their 20 overs, with key contributions from the middle and lower order. Chitwan Rhinos, chasing a target of 176, struggled to build partnership and finished at 154 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in their allotted overs, falling short by 21 runs. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast a foggy weather system is expected to continue in some areas of the Tarai. As a result, there is possibility of reduced visibility, which may impact daily life, air travel, road condition and overall transportation there. It is highly recommended to take necessary precaution to mitigate potential risks in Tarai areas. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak reiterates government's commitment to controlling theft, smuggling and crime. UAE Ambassador to Nepal Abdullah Al Samsi invites Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to World Government Summit during Quartzy meeting. 14 people die as search continues for earthquake survivors in Vanuatu. And Karnali Yaks defeat Chitwan Rhinos in Nepal Premier League eliminator. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates from Radio Nepal, do visit our official website at radionepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have a pleasant day.